بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home. Inshallah, in tonight's Taraweeh Salah, we will be reciting the ninth juz, continuing with Surah Al-A'raf, and thereafter commencing with Surah Al-Anfal. And in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one particular verse, issues three instructions to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, which Mufassireen and commentators have mentioned, forms the basis of good character. And particularly teaches us how to deal with others, how to deal with people around us, and especially those who are our subordinates, those whom we exercise or hold some degree of authority over. The first piece of advice, or the first instruction Allah gives to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. Allah says, accept from the people الْعَفْوَ. الْعَفْوَ in Arabic means something which can be managed with relative ease. So خُذِ الْعَفْوَ means that in dealing with people, and particularly when people are doing some favor for you, or they are offering some service to you, then accept from them that which they are able to do with relative ease. In other words, do not demand a very high level of perfection from people. Rather, temper your expectations and let people do that which they are able to manage easily. And then Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, gives an example of this. He says, a person reading salah, then a salah which generally every person aspires and strives to attain, is that salah where he has complete concentration, complete devotion, his mind doesn't go to dunya, he's thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every posture. But this is something that is very difficult for a person to achieve. The general person is not able to reach this level very easily. Rather, a person generally is able to read salah on time, his postures are correct, his recitation is correct, he tries to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his salah. So that which he can manage with ease, accept this from him. And then at the same time, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. The second instruction is that you, O Nabi of Allah, become an advocate for good. While you will accept that which people can give you with ease, but continue to encourage them to strive for excellence. So these two pieces of advice together ulama explain, particularly when dealing with our subordinates, it may be our employees, or it may be our children, those who are beneath us, then on one hand, when they present something to us, accept from them that which they are able to give to us. Do not demand a very high level from them. Temper our expectations of them. But at the same time, encourage them to strive for excellence. It should come from their side, that this is what you should strive to reach. These are the heights you should get to in your deen, in your dunya, in your studies, in your iman, in your a'mal. But what they are able to manage, accept this from them and be pleased with this. So these are the first two advices. And then the third piece of advice, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that in this process of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to fulfill the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inevitably you will be faced with criticism. There will be people who will make disparaging remarks, people who will pass comments about you, people who will poke and insult your work and your actions. So what should be your approach or your response to this? A'arid. Ignore them. Pay no attention to those who Allah describes as al-jahilin, those who are ignorant, they do not understand. They may pass remarks, comments, insult you, but you do not pay any attention to them. Do not give them any show, do not give them any airtime, as we would say, and very soon they will fade away into the background and you will not have to deal with these remarks any longer. So these three pieces of advice, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, when dealing with people, accept from them that which they are able to give you with ease. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and instruct people to do that which is good, instruct them to strive for excellence. And the third piece of advice, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, turn away, ignore, do not pay any attention to those people who are ignorant, those people who want to pass nasty remarks, ignore them and you will lead a peaceful and a blissful life. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ